fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 6th day of October. The prepper tip of the day is to stock up on protein. Make sure you got plenty of protein. That's going to be one of the more difficult foodstuffs to get. Simply Clean Foods has an excellent selection. You might want to check that out. We have patient Wayne Green with my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of, I believe, 12, maybe 13 books, and a weekly radio talk show host. His website's linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John.
Good to have you with us, sir.
You know, thank you. Yeah, you know, there's nothing going on in the news when they're talking about Monica Lewinsky and her troubles. You know, when that reaches top headline, you know, there's grabbing for straws in the news media.
There was that attractive young woman and her fiance who was murdered by her fiance. That was top of the news for about 2 weeks plus. Those things happen all the time. It became a national news story for reasons I still don't understand. Jim, we got a caller left over from the last hour. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. Good morning, Professor. It's always nice to hear you on here. I just wanted to go into a little bit more about what I've been looking at. I don't know if any of you have heard of respiratory syncytial virus yet, but that seems to be the new one that's going to be coming down the pike. I don't know if they're up in Canada, they're making warnings about this. For children, it's a very common virus. Most kids have it by the time they're 2, and the only really severely compromised children have ever had a problem with it. Adults get it, and it's basically the same as a common cold, and it always has been in the past. So, but now they're warning about it up there in Canada, and they're saying, you know, it's going to be a bad winter for this coming in and all this kind of stuff. And some people are thinking that maybe this is going to be the new replacement for the COVID, you know, baloney, because the COVID story seems to be running out of steam. Hello? Yes? I heard somebody.
Canada has pretty much opened up. It went from an Australia type of complete domination, shutdown, you know, authoritarian, you know, you can't sneeze without a license, to completely open overnight, which is amazing.
Are you talking about in Saskatchewan?
So they have to have a follow-up. Yeah.
Oh, really? I hadn't heard that. I knew that Saskatchewan was pretty well, you know, as bad or
Alberta,
worse.
Alberta, Saskatchewan. Alberta, yeah. Saskatchewan. Yeah, they had a... It started out with a guy who was a union worker in some trade, I think. You know, I don't know exactly. But anyway, he got a ticket for not wearing a mask. So he went to court, and he said, okay, I happily wear a mask if you prove that this COVID exists. And so they did a discovery, and they went from the local to the state to the federal, and it went all the way up to the queen, you know, making a demand on this guy that he has to wear a mask. And so it got out of control, and the state came back and said, we can't do this, we can't comply with this order because there is no evidence. And it just like broke it overnight, and then that thing cascaded into the point where they just completely dropped it overnight, which is interesting. Canada opened up, which is one of the most totalitarian, bizarre totalitarian regimes, you know, in those Western provinces, too. It's politically, they're so disconnected from the Eastern three cities that run the whole country. It's always been a bone of contention. In fact, they want to become a state. They have voted to become a state of the United States. That's how disjoint they are from the eastern part of the country. But anyway, so that's just a little more on Canada. So apparently they need some other kind of woo-woo boogeyman to scare the Canadian people.
Yeah, that sounds right. And, you know, speaking about the person that filed that suit up there, you know, it's not... I always find it interesting that Canada was the first country to come out and say they had isolated the virus, you know, which was
well,
total
no, this has been all over. They did it long time ago. Ireland, they demanded, and other places too. I can't name all of them, but this has been going on for a while. But then, you know, like anything, once authoritarian people get in control, they don't want to let go, and that's going on in the U.S. right now, which has gone over the top into orbit on control based on a vacuum.
Yeah, well, I think they're going to continue, and there's too many important people that are pushing all this stuff on us, but that they don't want to let go of control. I wanted to talk about just briefly about the I lost my track of thought now. That I guess is the main thing that I wanted to talk about, was this new thing that's coming down the pike up there. I know that Canada and some states have have put into effect some kind of new I think it's Saskatchewan out there again, control thing, saying that they can actually press people into service and come in and confiscate their homes and their vehicles and everything if it's in national security, you know, in the interest of national security. And they haven't implemented it, but that may be coming down the pike if they come again with this new respiratory syncytial virus that seems to be breaking for some reason out there. Anyway, I guess that's all I had to say. Thank you, Professor. I really appreciate your feedback. I always like to hear what you have to say. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for the call, Charlie.
Well, I tend to say I tend to say very little about any of this anymore. It's just, it's taken on a life of its own. But the other thing is there are so many good people following this that I don't, you know, I don't have time to follow it that much anymore, other than a few snippets like that. But there are people who are really taking this by the reins and doing a very good job. So I can turn my attention to other things that I have limited time and limited energy to manage.
Well, we all have limited time and limited energy. Any updates on matters of archaeology, sir?
I'm pursuing some other avenues of releasing information, but here's a big announcement that just happened this week. For a long time, I've been in communication with a woman from England. Her name is Yvonne Whiteman, and she's, I'd never seen a picture of her before. Finally, there's a picture. So she looks maybe 40-ish or 50-ish, something like that. But she's been examining the Colburn, and she's been publishing these on Graham Hancock's webpage, as individual pieces. And she's finally compiled these into two books. That's kind of a composite book. But anyway, they are available now on Amazon, and I'll read the title here. I'm going to talk about this a little bit on my show tomorrow night. But it's called Unlock the Mysteries of the Colburn. And, of course, I introduced the Colburn to the Western world with my book in 2002 titled Atlantis to Tesla, The Colburn Connection. But she has taken this to another level. I mean, she has gone in and done corroborating studies. And what's interesting is she's relating it to things that we know are true in history. And so the Colburn is relating to events that we know happen in history. So it's really amazing. And so it relates to Egypt, back to, say, Atlantis, other continents that had great tragedies. And, just many different, and also the psychology, the human development. So many topics, and so this is out there. I've talked before about my friend Mark Gaffney. He's got a book that's out there. It's called Deep History and the Ages of Man. But anyway, Yvonne Whiteman's book, which I encourage everybody to get, it's only like, I think it's $5 in Kindle on Amazon, but it's called Unlock the Mysteries of the Colburn. Yvonne Whiteman is with a Y, Y-V-O-N-N-E, Whiteman. Just like it sounds. And then the subtitles are Sacred and Scandalous Egypt and Genetic and Global Catastrophes. And like I say, this is a composite of articles. And John, this is not for the dime store novel reader. This is deep, very detailed information. And I consider myself maybe one of the world experts on the Colburn, but she just took it to a level that just shocked and amazed me. And these studies came out every 2 or 3 months. She'd come out with a new one, and I would read it, and I'd go, oh, my goodness, look at this. This woman is really doing amazing work. And so there's so many misconceptions about the Colburn. When I introduced it back in 2002, the CIA came in on that so fast with disinformation, absconded with it, and there's some clown selling a version on Amazon. They call it the Colburn Bible. It's a completely CIA-funded disinformation piece talking about the Mayan calendar and Planet X, and it has, you know, literally nothing to do with any of this garbage. But they, the whole story here is that these are remnants of the library of Joseph of Arimathea, who was a Roman businessman, very wealthy Roman businessman. And so when he went to Glastonbury, England, he took his library, and around 300 AD, the Roman army went out there and burned it down with the intention of destroying this library. Because the people, these secret societies go way back, and they wanted that library destroyed. They did not want that in the hands of the public. And so these books were handed down and handed down, and finally the Latin versions were interpreted and translated to what is now the Colburn. So these are bits and pieces and remnants of books that existed in Old Rome and that go back literally thousands of years. So at any rate, the Colburn has been brought into question as a legitimate book. But what she does is she puts it into perspective with stuff that we know from other venues. Really amazing. So anyway, that's a major, you know, you're talking about archaeology, ancient history, the history of man, the history of mankind. And there's some passages in there that are really amazing. There's one where the people that are talking in these books are talking about crossing the great void. And if you crossed an ocean, or if you crossed a big body of water, or if you came across the great plains of some continent, you would not call it the great void. So what it implies is that there are some elements of our population, our human population, that came from another star system. And it's very clear when they're talking about this that these people left where they were to come and settle on Earth as an escape from where they were. But anyway, it goes through so many things. It ties in with Emanuel Velikovsky, although Velikovsky never knew about the Colburn. If he would have known about it, it would have been an amazing addition to his work. So anyway, I'm just pointing people in that direction. It's on Amazon. It's called Unlock the Mysteries of the Colburn. And there's a whole, when you pull it up, there's a lot of other books that come up down below it. And a lot of those are really good. There's a guy named Mark Carlotto, who I'm also met through Mark Gaffney, who's a chemist. And he started doing archaeological studies based on chemistry and geology and coming to the same conclusion that the Earth had a pole shift, a physical pole shift, where the North Pole changed and with relative to the sun. And so that changed the seasons. That changed a lot of things on planet Earth. And when my recent work here, dealing with the Nazca lines, we now have Nazca lines type structures around the old equator that constitute basically a deep space network. And so, the stuff that's coming together is just phenomenal. That's why, you know, when people talk about COVID and stuff, I mean, okay, you know, a lot of other people are covering those topics, you know. Where I'm putting my attention is on this convergence of information, really rewriting the history of man. So this is fantastic. And this introduction of her book really is monumental. This is the equivalent of Emanuel Velikovsky coming out with Worlds in Collision. That's my estimate of the value of this book.
Well, well said, Jim. Very well said. Looks like our next caller would be, I think, Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just had a question about the filters. I have two ProPure travelers. Those are the smaller water filter gravity systems. And I bought several filters from you over a year ago. And I'm just curious on the new filter that you're advertising, will that fit in that ProPure unit without any modification?
Those travelers, I sold the traveler for a long time. I think Berkey sold them, and I think maybe even Dalton had a version of the traveler, but they're all the same size. And the issue is that the new HI filters. Well, let's pick it up after the break.
We do have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. Be right back.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Where to many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 6th of October. This hour is sponsored by Life Vantage, the highest quality vitamin and mineral supplements. I use them myself. You need to check them out at my website. We have with us Professor James McCanny. Jim, you've got a weekly radio show. Let people know how they can listen live to your archives, please.
Yes, John. Thursday evening, which would be tomorrow evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, Tower Number 2 of their four towers. Tower Number 2, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad, airs in its 20th plus year, commercial-free, and tomorrow night I'll be talking about a very interesting topic that really needs a lot of discussion. This is a huge comet called Bernardinelli-Bernstein, which I've talked about before, but I'm going to add a lot of information tomorrow night. And then also some other topics like the disinformation that's going around about the jet stream moving unprecedentedly north just garbage in the news, but I have to bring up these topics so people, you're going to be flooded with this when I see these broad spectrum disinformation pieces go out where they really hit all aspects of the news media. Then I try to comment on those to just, and it's of course to push global warming agenda. And so that's the point. So I'll be talking about that also.
And I don't want to dwell on the global warming thing, but I've been for about more than 2 years pointing out that the Paris Climate Accord gives more than 1.5 billion people, more in China, more than 1.5 billion people in India, a free pass to make all the carbon dioxide gases that they want to. How in the world can it be such a dangerous thing to make CO2 gases if you give 3 billion people a free pass to make all they want? How can that be, Jim?
Well, it's like everything else. It's an agenda, and then you get the tree huggers to jump up and down, and who never read it, who don't understand what it really means, and it's about the control of water. That
You're
whole
right.
agenda has been from the beginning about the control of water. And wow, is that ever the case? Anyway, but it doesn't make any sense. And of course, it's a political football. Just ask a question, John. Since they began this 20 plus years ago, more really, really kicked into high gear 20 years ago in the political sense, how much have they gained in reducing the use of oil and energy and nuclear, et cetera? In fact, they're saying nuclear is green now because it doesn't emit carbon dioxide. It's the worst polluting energy source on the planet and the most horrific because if one of those casks of used fuel opens up, it can pollute an entire state or two or three of water supply, and they're calling it green. I mean, none of this makes any sense at all because people are so scientifically illiterate, but it's always been about the control of water.
It has been. Jim, before the break, you were addressing Fred's comments. You want to go back to that, sir?
Thank you.
The short version is that, yes, the new ones, the HI filters, hang down into the lower chamber. And so, and typically you only need one because their flow rate is really fast. But the other thing is, if people want, I can still get the ceramic filters, the ones that you've always gotten and loved.
Yeah, that's what I've been
still
using
available.
Is your
just
ceramics. I have been using your
yeah,
ceramics.
So those are still available.
I just wanted to make a comment on what you just said about the other stuff. I have a very good friend whose son is a graduate of Purdue University Engineering, and he was hired by a company to evaluate and do control work on switching mechanisms in power stations. And they moved this kid all over the country. He's a genius. And to make a long story short, they put him in central Illinois on a new solar field that they had put together. They took perfectly good farmland and covered it with solar panels, and they're about to kick this in, so they brought him in because he does the evaluation on the equipment before it gets put online, and they move him all over the place, but this was troubling to me when he talked about that. He said they took up acres and acres of perfectly good central Illinois farmland and covered it with these damn solar panels, and I lived half my life in Colorado, and we had 300 days of sunlight out there. And in Illinois, nowhere near that. But that's my comment. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thanks for the call, Fred. We got a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jeremy Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 6th day of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. We have some interesting real estate parcels at my website to check out. I do private consultations. It's a lot of fun helping people to gain the clarity and focus they need to achieve their goals. Details at my website. And, of course, the COVID section continues to be expanded pretty much every day, with new articles, new videos by well-qualified scientists and doctors. Last but not least, yes, I'm finally getting energy clearance this week. Not enough to get all the back orders caught up, but about half, pretty close to it. And it's very gratifying to help people get their lives back, to be able to do the things that they put off because of arthritis pain, to get the best night's sleep they've had in years. So check out the energy clearance at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is there also. And please keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. The toll-free hour line for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad that I personally box up and take to the little post office at Cherryville, Missouri, that's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanney, his website's linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Jim, our next caller is Brad in Massachusetts. Good morning, Brad.
Oh, good morning, John. Good morning, Professor. So I have two questions. Well, I was only going to have one, but you mentioned how the Earth might have been populated or how people might have traveled here. But I'll ask about the water filter question first. Thank you. So I have a ranch house, and I want a whole house filter. I just would like to be directed in what I should get exactly. I get kind of confused sometimes when I look at the website with all the different options. So if it's a ranch house, two bathrooms.
Well, how many square feet, how many people?
Three people, and it's about 2,000 square feet. It's not that big of a house.
So, yeah, so a couple bathrooms, laundry, you know, et cetera,
yep.
Typical house. Yeah, so the MR5, that's what it's for. And by the way, John, as he's on his webpage, so click through his page to get to mine so he gets the credit for it. And
okay.
Then, but the MR5, then you want, typically people order one or two or even three extra sets of filter elements. If you get three extra sets of filter elements, then there's a big deduction on the price. But then you typically would like a UV, it's a virus bacteria final filter.
Okay.
Include that. And so then your house is, you've really got a good filtration system that is going to take out, you know, filtration is never 100%, but you're going to get the vast majority of everything out of your water. It lets the minerals go through. If you have a mineral or sediment issue, then you might have to have a water softener or a mineral. If you have sediment, then a spin-down filter or something like that. I can point you to one that's under $50 that'll take out sediment, et cetera. Like,
should
and
I
so,
just get that all?
But
I
on
get
my
that,
page.
Would
well,
I get that?
When you sediment? Put in the order, then we can fill in the blanks on those others. But
okay.
the sediment filter, I can direct you where to get that. I don't sell those. The softener, I don't sell those. They're very particular to your area. What's in your
okay.
water? What kind of mineral problems do you have? But the whole house water filter takes out arsenic. Anything toxic will be taken out by the filter. Anything non-toxic, like minerals, etc., will not be taken out by the filter. So
okay. Now, but I still
so
want
that's
to
the typical thing. The MR5 with a couple.
Perfect.
Go
I
ahead.
Got that all written down. No. Would I still
ahead,
want to use my? Would I still want to use my gravity filter too for the drinking water?
No, you won't. You won't. No, you won't need to. No, your entire house will have clean water. It'll take a little bit to get your hot water heater flushed out. I would flush out my hot water heater, but all your hot water, all your cold water is going to be filtered from the main source. This is a point of entry filter. So all the water in your house, you don't need any other filters in the house.
That's excellent. Okay, great. And then how do they travel these vast distances to populate the earth? How do you travel?
Well,
FTL, faster than light.
You should go back and listen to my shows recently. The nutshell. One thing I discovered, and this is back in my early career when I was at Cornell, I understood the electrical currents. I called them. In fact, I gave a talk at the International UFO Congress in 2002. It's the public version. I gave this talk to many private military groups and other scientific groups, Los Alamos National Laboratory, and I call it electric highways to the stars. So there are electric currents that occur in outer space between in our solar system and between the stars. And so anyway, develop the propulsion systems that are electromagnetic. They're non-inertial electromagnetic propulsion systems, and they're passive, which means that you don't have to carry any fuel with you. And so that's how you move between the stars. You can get up to a 1G acceleration. So to get to the next star, Proxima Centauri is about 4 light years away. It takes about 7 years to get there. So it's not a big deal. Transferring between stars is like the old sailing ships. They didn't have a motor. They just got out into the wind currents, and they understood how to travel. And so that's what this is like. So that's it in a nutshell.
Oh, wow. So, okay. So I heard Dr. Deagle talk about, like, we're dealing with obviously a supernatural galactic. You have to look at it from a supernatural galactic standpoint. So how far away, like the Draco, he talks about the Draco star system, and we have an indwelling of like Draco reptilians on the Earth now. And so it sounds like they would have had to travel a little bit further. Would they have used the same propulsion? Like he said something about they've been here for millions of years because there was water on the Draco star and stuff like that. So they would have. Go ahead.
I don't know. I'm friends with Bill, but I don't know all of the things he talks about on the air. The galaxy is full of life. Let's just put it that way. You know, it's all based on the same DNA, etc. But traveling between the star systems is very easy. And this rocket stuff, when you see the space shuttle or you see Elon Musk with his rockets, that's not the technology to go into space. That's a joke. Nobody that has any serious intentions would use anything like that to go into space. It's ridiculous. But anyway, NASA uses that as a front to keep all the people excited. It's kind of like teaching people about the flat Earth. You know, the reason for the flat Earth is because why would you ever go out into the ocean, especially like in where it started in the Middle Ages? All of the hierarchy of the Catholic Church who was pushing this and the knowledgeable people, and they controlled the governments of the known world at the time, including China, they were teaching the populace that the Earth was flat. Because if you were a young, strapping man looking for adventure, why would you sail out into the ocean if you knew you were going to fall off the edge and there were fire-breathing dragons and everything terrible there? It was a psychological way of containing people. They're still doing it with COVID, with chemical rockets, 100 different ways with television, with fear, with the economic system. There's 100 different ways they control people that are psychological today. And the traveling through space is one of them. I mean, I conquered that a long time ago. When I came into Los Alamos, or when I came into these military meetings in the early 1980s, I had all this to present: the electric currents, where they came from, how the propulsion systems worked, everything. And you know, these are the world's top physicists, and they had no clue. Had absolutely no clue about any of this. They were, you know, and they still are teaching all this outdated physics. In fact, I just looking at the Nobel Prize in Physics for the last 2 years, people who hitched their wagon onto global climate change. It might be statistical analysis or something, but if, for example, if I said my prime number stuff predicts global climate change, I'd probably win a Nobel Prize. I mean, the world is so messed up. Excuse me, I'm just getting off on a tangent here, but you got me going with your question.
I like that. Thank you so much, well done, Professor. And I'm going to get on this water filter now. Thank you.
Okay. Brad, thank you for your call. Our next caller is LaDonna in Pennsylvania. Good morning, LaDonna.
Good morning, gentlemen. So I was surfing this morning, and I came upon this video that I had seen back maybe about 2 or 3 years ago. It's the Pentagon briefing on the God gene removal. Have you, either one of you, heard this video, seen the video?
You know, I have, but I don't remember. I see so much stuff, but maybe not that specific one, but...
Well, it's frightening, let me tell you. So they're talking about back in 2005 about, you know, how the biggest issue then was the Islam, the attacks from the terrorists in Afghanistan. And so they came up with this a counter action against the God gene. So they were able to, through some type of aerosol spray or specific virus that they would introduce to the fanatics, religious fanatics, a God gene. Because, and they even showed...
Oh, right.
Okay, so yeah, they would take away... So they would... And there were people in the audience gasping and going, what? You mean we could just give someone a virus and that we keep them from running into a market with a vest on? I mean, they were just like in shock. And then when they said, well, how
do
you...
Here's the...
Pardon me?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you.
That's all right. And then he said that he goes, well, how do you plan on introducing this to the public? And he said, well, the simplest way for us to do it would be through a virus, a respiratory virus. I mean, don't people have eyes to see and ears to hear? This is just, it's I knew about this, and I've told people about it, but without the reference, but now it's back up on YouTube or whatever. Pentagon briefing on the God gene. They show a cross-section of the brain, and when you talk to somebody about Jesus or Muhammad or whoever, Satan, if you will, that part of your brain that coincides with those feelings lights up. So they're able to even tell in your brain. So I don't know what they plan on doing, CAT scanning everybody, but you know, but it's pretty obvious who the spiritual Christians are. That's the fanatic they're after now, buddy.
Well, you know, and that's exactly true. And there's the statement within the CIA that people who believe religiously, believe in God or believe in a higher order, an organization in the universe, that these people are terrorists and that they have to be dealt with. That is their main push right now on a worldwide basis, is to snuff out any semblance of a human contact with the great unknown. And by the way, this is on my topic list tomorrow night, too, to talk about. Back in the late 80s, when Robert Harrington was discovering Hale-Bopp and getting the final orbit on the planet X, the CIA was in completely understanding what was going on. And they, of course, in 1991, took over control of NASA. When Harrington finally got the final orbital data on literally Planet X, which became the nucleus of Hale-Bopp. But when the Heaven's Gate people, this is what I want to bring into your conversation here, who were following this and who, when Chuck Schrammick and Courtney Brown posted their independent photos on Art Bell's webpage, they went bananas. I mean, the CIA went bananas. And at the time, Heaven's Gate had a big following. They had about 30,000 people who were converging on Los Angeles to go sit out on the Hollywood Hills and wait and do their mental communication, put all of their mental energy together to communicate with the aliens. And whether you think it's nuts or not or whatever, I don't care. The CIA freaked out, and that's why those people were killed, the 37 Heaven Gate people. And then they posted another webpage. They took down their webpage, put up another webpage to make them look like a bunch of nutcases. But that's what happened. That's the real story. And they are freaked out about people getting together.
Well, they freak out because together. They know it works.
They know it works. And that's
the biggest
thing.
That's why they freak out.
And right. And by the way, when people go to church, all churches have a roof. That roof is what prevents you from actually communicating and contacting higher levels, by the way. You need to be outside. And so that's why all of the churches and mosques, etc., have roofs, because they put all those people in there and their communication is snuffed out. Anyway, I could go on for a long time
tell me your name again. I'm sorry. I didn't get that. And what your radio show is?
Oh, James McCanny. I'm on John's show every Wednesday morning, and my radio show is the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroads. It's listed on my webpage, which is linked from John's page.
Okay, this is something
that I've been working around in the background of throughout my career because I've been exposed to it. I mean, people have come out to me, and there's two parts of this. And there are people, like, say, high in the military, which most have been eradicated now. They have gotten all of these people out of the military, out of the government, out of all the way down to mayor and city council and school board, and replaced them with atheist, basically liberal nutcases who will follow an agenda. They've replaced the police departments primarily and the police with people who will arrest their own and beat their own grandmother because they need this level of control. And of course, the COVID thing was nothing more than another control scheme. But to keep people apart. Why do they want to keep people apart? Because if two people get together, their power is magnified. If 100 people get together, it's magnified many, many times. And so, and they want to snuff out this connection in the brain, which, by the way, is connected to the human soul. And that's something that nobody talks about anymore.
Yes, thank you. So, thank you, gentlemen.
This is a very detailed subject.
Thank you, LaDonna. We got our last break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool. Time there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, we got two callers. We got limited time here. Let's see if we can get to Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, good morning, John. Let me take this off of the speakerphone. There we go. All right. I just wanted to say that I always love listening to Professor McKinney, although I don't understand the roof in the church thing, because I feel if our heart's in the right place, hopefully, you know what I mean, the big God can hear us, right? But that said, I'd love to hear him expand on that sometime. But I just wanted to mention that the traditionalist conservatives we're all outliers, period. And I know some engineers and outliers, they get thrown out. It doesn't matter if they're good. And for years, I've overheard Christian cafes, even in Missouri. I'm not joking you. The kids, junior high, freshman high school, next age, sitting around talking about their diagnoses, their medications. I'm no joke. So Alan Watt, I believe, was on RBN. And he passed away now from Canada, and he did a deep background search into the history of the psychiatric community and labeling people mentally ill, right? All the fundamentalists are going to be labeled that already are. And I was at a church meeting one time, and I encouraged the people to be very wise. You can't use your Christian lingo anymore. This was a decade ago. And I said, you know, if you say to someone, you know, on the door, and they come and want to interview because you're homeschooling or whatever, if you say, well, I felt called to, or, you know, I felt like the Lord said, that is grounds for immediate psych-eval, period. All right? And, you know, they kind of looked at me like, what? And then there was a VA social worker in the church group, and I didn't know him. And he looked up and he said, she is correct. And I really appreciated him having my back, because often women are not heard, especially in churches, right? And he said, she is absolutely correct, absolutely. So anyway, so I just encourage people to be wise, not to throw labels out. And just to clarify, I hope that you didn't get the impression that I was, I'm not supporting anything communist at all. But when I was forced to live with some Chinese roommates, it was a better location, better house, better price. And I didn't have chain smokers in there, because you go from one low-end housing, you can't afford to pay more rent.
I think you're getting off topic.
No, I'm not off topic. What I'm bringing it back to, there's a golden thread here, and I think you can follow it. That labeling people like that is not done in other cultures as it is. I've looked at 27 culture groups. And what I saw in them was an ability to have the self-discipline, the self-control. And they have the meritocracy. Okay, and I just found a focus and a commitment.
I'm just
going to
cut you off here.
That.
Excuse me. Thank you. I think what happens is people try and fill up the last 3 minutes, so I don't have a chance to talk.
Right.
But appreciate your comments.
Yeah. Thank you, Catherine. Go ahead, Jim. We're pretty much out of time here.
Yeah, I just encourage people to listen to my show tomorrow night, and also, a lot of the things I say have a lot of background. It's difficult to fit in real explanations in a short amount of time on these radio shows. But anyway, thank you, John.
Thank you, sir. We'll have back next Wednesday. We got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app
can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.